Village Verbov. During times when writing was not fashionable yet. In those times, our ancestors began to colonize the area of today's village of Verbov. The earth remembers those times very well because, even after thousands of years, it gives up archaeological evidence of prehistoric inhabitants. No wonder this rough countryside enticed permanent occupation, as who would not love to live in front of the altar of the majestic Tatra? About kings who cared about Verbov. It was the Hungarian Emperor Bélo IV who in 1251 had the name Verbev written down. The ranks of the native Slavs were extended by German colonists at the turn of the 12th and 13th centuries. With immigrants came not only an educational boom, but also an economic one. In the course of time, Verbov received special privileges from the monarchs. One of them granted freedom to the population. Thanks to this, Verbov became a small town. The population fluctuated and in good times reached as high as 900 souls. During the epidemics of plague, it was significantly lower. Another ruler also cared about Verbov, but the outcome wasn't the best. Under King Sigismund, a trade war broke out against Venice. Money for military expenditures was willingly lent by the Polish King Władysław, for which he wanted and also received an exchange. The loan was never paid off, and so Verbov and other towns were forfeited to Poland for an incredible 360 years. Where the flax blossoms, trade does not. Flax has always flourished in Verbov, thanks to which the production of canvas had a long tradition. But trading it was harder. The markets took place mainly in Lwowice and Kaszmirok. Although Verbov lay on the trade route between them, it was hurt because both these free royal towns waged a trade war against each other for 250 years. They disputed the right to warehouse. The people of Verbov therefore paid more attention to agriculture and cattle breeding. Disaster after disaster. The March night of the year of the Lord 1556 brought terror and horror. The flames devoured most of the wooden houses. Plaintive prayers failed to protect the parish or even the church. Privileges and documents held for 300 years were lost forever. Worst of all, the fire also took 14 God-fearing souls. As soon as the people of Verbov had with difficulty repaired their homes, another expected blow came. The plague killed the pigs and caused hunger. Fire struck Verbov many more times, causing minor damage every time. But it was different at 4 o'clock in the morning on October the 21st, 1877. Most of Verbov was reduced to ashes. The unwavering will of the inhabitants of Verbov gave them the energy to rebuild everything from scratch and bring the current village to prosperity. Hot springs. Maybe it was the fire that asked the earth to give up one of its treasures to the people of Verbov. Today, geothermal water brings abundant heat and healing effects to the pool complex. Due to its uniqueness, the thermal park Verbov is sought after all year round by domestic and also foreign tourists. From relax to knowledge. Who would not be satisfied with relaxing in 10 swimming pools and enjoying themselves in the mini dinosaur park that they can visit the near surroundings? Lwowice is 21 kilometers away and it will mesmerize you with its history and the highest Gothic altar in the whole world. Nearby Kaszmirok, at 6 kilometers, fascinates with its impressive castle in the middle of the town, and also the wooden articular church, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The beauty of the underground is worth admiring in the Bilanska Cave, which is 21 kilometers distant.